Welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Well, we continue our theme for the year, Who is He? What is He to you? And we pray the names of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This week, we pray the name of Jesus, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Our key scripture is Revelation 5, verses 4 through 5, and I read from the New Living Translation. Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." Anne Spangler writes in her book, Praying the Names of God for 52 Weeks, in the Hebrew scripture, Yahweh is sometimes depicted as a lion who roars in judgment against the nation and against his own faithless people. But he's also depicted as a mighty lion who fights fiercely on behalf of his people. Revelation depicts the risen Christ as the mightiest of all victors. He is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the one found worthy to open the scrolls of history. This means he is in charge of history and of how the world destiny unfolds. When you pray to Jesus as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, you are praying to the one with the power to banish all fear, to the one who watches over you with his fierce protecting love. You are also praying to the one who judges the living and the dead. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning with heavy hearts and just feeling overwhelmed, Lord God. There is so much going in the world that we don't understand, so much going on that we may be fearful of. But Father, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. We will praise your holy name. You are the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, which means you have won the victory, Father God, and we know that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Father God, as we pray on your name as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father God, we are just a little heavy this morning. We lost our dear sister in Christ, Deaconess Lisa McMillan Simpson, who transitioned from this earth to heavenly glory on Thursday, Father God. Father God, we just pray for Lisa's soul, Father God. We pray that she is rejoicing in heaven with you and how she has just made it over to eternal joy, Father God. Father God, we just pray for her family, Father God. We pray for the folks that she has touched, Father God, during her time here on earth. We pray for our brother, Deacon Kenneth Simpson, who is a guest for Beloved Ministries Ask in Faith, Father God, of fierce prayer warrior, but now he's in need of prayer, Lord God. So let's continue, Father God, to have us cover and protect him, Father God. Let us be that gap in between his grief and his joy, Father God. Let us have people around him, let his family, let his church family, let his friends all surround him, Father God, and be there to give him what he may need, Father God. Father God, we know that sometimes we don't know what to say and we don't know what to do, but we count on you, Lord God, to show us, give us direction, show us how we can be a help to Brother Simpson and to his family, Father God. Father God, we pray for Lisa's biological, for her children, Father God, her biological and the children who she has touched, Father God. We pray for her granddaughter, Evelyn, Father God. We pray for the Mount Bethel Church who have lost their deaconess, Father God. Father God, we know that life is precious, Lord God. So give us this opportunity, Father, to just readjust our thought patterns, Father God, to live each day to its fullest, Father God, looking forward to a time where we are with you, Father God, but also being a beacon of light on earth while we are here, Father God. And Father God, we also lift up our own sister, Sheila, who is a member of the Beloved Ministries Corps. Sheila has really suffered a lot of loss this year, Father God, and it just seems so disproportionate to the rest of us, to what we're going through, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you give her and her family strength as well. Help Sheila to get through this time, to process this time of loss, Father God. Let us be able to give her all that she needs, Lord God. So, Father God, we just lift up the family of Lisa McMillan Simpson, and we're going to miss our dear sister. Father God, continue to be with the family with all that love to Father God. And we lift this prayer, Father God, in your name, amen. But Father God, we continue to lift up our prayer requests. We're lifting up our sister Estelle, who is healing from a persistent cough, Lord God. Father God, we know you are Jehovah Rapha, and you heal, Father God. You heal us, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to bring Estelle back to her full self, Father God, absence of her cough, Lord God. We ask for total healing over her body, Father God, for any aches and pains that she may be suffering, Lord God. Father God, just be with Estelle, Father God, so that she can give her testimony of how you again have come in and have healed her, Father God. And we ask for healing for anyone who may be suffering abnormality today, Father God. We pray for those who suffer from migraines, Lord God, for migraines are a condition that many people suffer in silence, Father God. We pray for anyone who may be having heart issues, Father God. We pray for those who may be having arthritis issues, Father God. We don't have to name them all, Father God. You know the condition that each and every one of your saints have, Father God, and what we are going through. So we just lift up in community just a prayer for healing, Father God. Heal us all, Lord God. And we ask this in your name as well, Lord God. Father God, we just know that this world is, we don't recognize the world, Lord God. Father God, it is as if we have a repeat of the King Saul, Lord God. You know, we asked for a king, Lord God, and so you allowed it to happen, Father God. So we pray right now, Father God, for the United States. We pray for President Trump and his cabinet, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those who identify as Christians, Father God, and we pray that they move from the title of Christian to servant disciples, Father God. Let their life really shine, Father God. Let their life be a reflection of you, Christ Lord, to be Christ-like, Lord God, because many Christians are not Christ-like, Lord God. Many Christians are just thinking of yourself and this nationalism, Father God, of America first, Father God. But we know that you are not a respecter of person and that you love everyone, Lord God, and you are waiting for everyone to come to the realization that you are Lord and Savior. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Father God. So, Father God, we just lift up the United States and pray. Have mercy on us, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Lord God. Lift up the leaders. Lift up the people who will stand in the gap, Lord God, who will speak against the injustices, Lord God, and lift up the rest of us to continue to remain in prayer, Lord God. Father God, let us go in your word. Let us, the Bible is our life, Lord God. The Bible tells us everything we need to know. It is there, Lord God. So, Father God, when we have folks who take your word, Father God, and misrepresent it, Father God, who twist it, Lord God, who misrepresent the state of Israel with your people, Israel, Lord God, have mercy on us, Lord God. Let us know your words, Father God, so that we can rebuke those who twist your words, Father God. Let us stand boldly to say, no, no, this is not what the word of God says. This is not what God says. This is not who God wants us to be. So, Father God, we are lifting up those who are being detained by ICE, Lord God, being detained by ICE, who are legal citizens, Father God, who are here legally, and they are just being swept up, Lord God. Father God, we even pray for those who are here, who are not legally here, Father God, but are productive citizens, Father God, who are here just trying to make the best out of their lives, Father God. For we know you, they are servant disciples as well, Lord God. So, Father God, we just pray, have mercy, Lord God. Just show us what's going on. This is a time of confusion for us, Lord God. So we just pray for all those who are being swept up unceremoniously by the ICE agents and not given their due process, Lord God. Lord God, this is not what you want. This is not the love that you called us to have, Father God. This is not the state of being that you call us to be a part of, Lord God. So, Father God, yes, we praise your holy name, and we wait on you, Lord God, because we know that you are the Lion of Judah, that your will be done, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the flood waters that occurred in Texas. My God, my God. Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy. Father God, we just pray that the government will see their missed ways, Father God, and replace those who work, Father God, in the weather stations, Father God, but those who predict the floods, the tornadoes, Father God. We need those folks back in place, Father God. We don't know if they could have forecast this, Father God, but we know that life is precious, Lord God, and we know that you do not want us to have this devastation here, Lord God. Father God, have mercy on your people, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Lord God. Father God, we just lift up these prayers to you, Lord God, and Father God, we just remember the prayer that your son Jesus gave the disciples when you said to pray by saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today at Ask and Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and He will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582, and our passcode is 8277806. You can find this information and all you need to know about Beloved Ministries, but you can send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. So visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.